is to explain his instruments and music.
Okay. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Tina. Yes, my name is Joe Zeytunyan. My background is Armenian. My family is from Turkey, from a city called Marash, which is much closer to Aleppo, Syria, actually, than it is to Istanbul. And so there was a lot of cross-pollination of Arabic culture from Syria, which was all part of the Ottoman Empire anyway at that time. So there's a lot of sameness in that part of the world. I guess I'll spend a couple of minutes talking about the instruments. The first is a percussion instrument, which is called in Egypt tabla. It's probably the only place in the Arab world and in the Middle East where it's called tabla. It's an unfortunate name, actually, because it's always confused with the Indian tabla, which is a double-headed drum. But every place else in the Arab world, it's called dirbeki, and in Turkey, it's called darbuka or dumbek, and the Greeks call it dumbeleki. All of them are sort of onomatopoetic and imitate the sound that you can make with the instrument. So dumbek, dumbek. So the dum is the center sound and the tek is the edge sound. And so when you communicate using syllables, similar in Indian culture also. So if I, for example, if I said to play dum, dum, teka, teka, teka, dum, teka, teka, teka, teka, teka, teka, you would play. And so when you teach according to the syllable, so it's mostly an oral tradition. I think this is probably familiar to most people. It's a tambourine. In Egypt, it's called ruk. And but the technique is a little bit different. You use two fingers of the left hand, and the right hand is used to play the jingles or the zills on the side. There are a variety of stringed instruments from the Middle East. This one is a fairly new instrument. It was actually designed in the 1920s by, guess what, a pot manufacturer whose name was Cumbuş. And his grandsons still have a shop in Umkapana, which is a region of Istanbul. And he basically just put a skin on top of it like a banjo. And he has interchangeable necks, so you can have necks with and without frets. So you can use the Turkish tuning with frets, or you can play it as you would play other fretless instruments. This is called an oud, actually more properly an electric oud. The acoustic instrument is the same shape, pear-shaped, but of course has a top like a guitar, a spruce top like a guitar. And then the back is rounded and has alternate stripes, stripes of wood that may be made of walnut or mahogany or maple, various kinds of maple. But this one is excellent because it gives no feedback. It's a pretty consistent instrument in terms of intonation, and it's very easy to travel with, because it goes into the overhead rack, and the airline attendants never question whether I can get it on the plane or not. If you'd like to know what the back of the instrument looks like, you can check with Costa over here at the table. He plays an instrument from Greece, which is called lauto, and it has a similar back as the oud does. Okay, I think we're probably just about ready to go.
While they're doing sound check, I might as well introduce the dances we're going to perform today. The first one will be performed by Corina Fitch, and she'll be doing a Turkish Rum style dance in 9-beat cycle. And followed the next dance piece I will perform in the Oriental style, which is a Turkish style Middle Eastern dance with some floor work. And the final dance number will be a duo cane dance called Raksa Lasaya in Upper Egypt, in the Upper Nile, which is Southern Egypt. And it's often performed by the people belonging to the Nawar tribe, which is also believed to descend from the Roma people.
I'm up. Okay, I think we can roll off the bottom a little bit. One, two. Okay, I think flat is fine for that too, as well. Thank you. This next piece is from the Turkish folk repertoire. It's called Çoban Kızı, which means shepherd girl. And it has an unusual rhythmic pattern. It's a 10-beat pattern, which is not symmetric. So the feeling is broken up 3-2-2-3. Two, so the rhythm is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1.
Babayden, leley babayden.
done. These next pieces are instrumental pieces, also in the same rhythm. These are Armenian folk songs, and most of them have to do, you know, with all of the folk. The lyrics have to do with most of the folk themes, very simple themes of going back and forth to the fountain to retrieve water and seeing a young lady who interests you and this sort of thing. So love and young love particularly. But I'm not going to be singing. I'll be doing a set of instrumentals, so about five or six melodies strung together. And I'll proceed with an improvisation that kind of warms you up to the particular key that this is in, which is called Nihavent. Thank you. Miriam is also going to dance now. This piece from Turkey. It's called Oriental Dance in Turkey. Oriental in the not in the in the East Asian sense of Oriental, but Oriental in the sense of Byzantine or the central part of Asia rather than the eastern part of Asia. Ölürsem kabrime gelme istemem istemem istemem Ölürsem kabrime gelme istemem İniminle ölme istemem İstemem Allah İstemem Ben de The next dance will be performed by both Miriam and Corina, and it's the rhythm is called Saidi. It's from the Nawar people of Egypt, which is the Upper Nile, the region of Egypt that's close to Sudan, that was originally settled by Roma, actually. And this is a particularly wild area, so it's a lot of times the canes are just kind of an analog to a martial arts background or something like that. And usually the dancers are male, but they can also be female too. So here they are. Here are the females. This piece is from classical Ottoman repertoire. It's called in Turkey a Saz Semai, and the rhythmic pattern is a 10-beat pattern that's accented with the 10 first and in the feeling. So the on ruk, which is the tambourine which Miriam is playing, the rhythmic cycle is tek doom, tek doom. Doom, doom, tek, tek, doom, tek, doom, doom, doom, tek. It's considered a semi-classical or a classical piece, and it has three parts, each of which is called a hane. And after the first hane, the chorus or the teslim is played, so you'll hear a recurring melody. And usually the last section or the finalis is, it can be 6 beat, as it is in this case, of the one I'm going to be playing, but it could also be three beat, or it could be 7 beat. This particular one is called Kurdili Hijaz Kyar, which is actually a combination scale. It's a combination of two separate scales, so each section then has a different kind of feeling to it, a different scale.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.